在讲道之前仍然转述服务台的消息。
Before this sermon, I'd like to give you a reminder.
服务台说要肯定大家的配合。
Your cooperation is recognized.
也要感谢大家配合。
And we thank you for your cooperation.
因为早上都没有听到手机的声音。
Because I didn't hear a sound of the mobile phone.
真的是一种赞美神的一种肯定。
So this is a recognition for you to be able to worship God.
我想如果我们有常常有这种心我想神会加倍的祝福的。
And if you have such a heart, God will bless you doubly.
因为都以神为大。
Because you put God first.
是一种从内心从行为去肯定对神的一种尊敬。
This is your respect showing to God from the bottom of your heart.
所以希望服务台希望说能够继续保持下去。
And we all wish that you could continue this way.
那下午我要用当赞美真神做互相的学习。
And the certain topic in the afternoon is praise the true God.
这是根据诗篇150篇里头所写的圣经的经句。
So the topic is according to Psalm 150.
150篇短短的六节。
So 150 contains six verses.
从当中可以看到犹太民族对神的一种敬拜的传统精神。
And from these verses, we can tell how the Jewish people praise God.
可以看到他们从心灵的深处去表达对神的一种赞美。
We can tell how the Jewish people praise God from the deep down of their hearts.
我们现在就来打开诗篇150篇。
Let's all turn to Psalm 150.
150篇，我们一起读，从第一节读到第六节。
150, let's read it from verse 1 to verse 6.
第一节150，你们要赞美主，在神的圣所赞美他，在他显能力的穹苍赞美他。二节。要因他大能的作为赞美他，按着他极美的大德赞美他。三节，要用脚声赞美他，鼓瑟弹琴赞美他。四节，击鼓跳舞赞美他，用丝弦的乐器和箫的声音赞美他，用大响的拔赞美他，用高声的拔赞美他。六节，凡有气息的都要赞美主，你们要赞美主。阿们。这个短短的六节哈。
So these six verses.
真的看到犹太民族他对神的一种敬畏啊。
So from these six verses, we can tell the respect that the Jewish people have for God.
也是对着神的一种敬拜。
And how they worship God.
甚至从他们的心里头来赞美真神。
So they praise God from their hearts.
所以刚才我们看过的那个圣经节。
From these verses we just read.
他们所表达出来的就是他们内心的那种欢欣鼓舞啊。
They express their joy from the heart.
以及从内心的感恩跟赞颂的那种表达。
And the expression of praises to God.
那表达的当中用那个击鼓啊弹琴啊甚至各样的乐器来唱歌跳舞呈现在神的面前啊。
So they utilize different musical instruments, trump, lute, harp, to praise God.
今天有很多我们正教会在敬拜的这种活动里面也都善用了各种乐器啊。
In many of the activity that we have at church, we also utilize different music instruments.
做出那种最美的圣乐侍奉啊。
We compose wonderful hymns to praise God.
因为从150篇的这一篇里头啊。
In Psalm 150.
其实当中里头都是提到神伟大的那种哈利路亚的赞曲。
So he talks about the greatness of God.
所以他这种赞美的声音大概加起来有好几次。
So the voice of praises have been expressed many times.
一直用那个赞美主、赞美神的那种声音来做神的称颂。
They praise God many times.
所以呢，也成为诗篇的最后的这一篇的总结。
So this serves as a conclusion of Psalm.
所以今天当我们思想到我们身为基督徒要从内心来赞美神的那个心意啊。
Now, as Christians, we need to think about our intent of praising God.
过去以我小孩子的时代啊，大概只有风琴啊，后来到发展钢琴啊。
And when I was younger, we only used piano.
那个时代进步啊，现在像我去的那个协助的那个灵恩布道会的工作，有一些教会都用那个 saxophone。是那个小提琴都在来赞美神。
Now these days, many churches utilize saxophones or violins.
甚至有的成立那个陶笛班呐、啊，陶笛啊，一种那个。
some of them would assemble flutes.
甚至有那个直笛啊。
And they also use.Flutes as well.
所以那个哈、哦，现在我他们都是从圣乐这方面去发挥啊。
And they have putting many efforts when it comes to music of praising.
所以就跟过去的只有风琴啊、钢琴那个时代都已经过去了。
Which is very different from the old times.
甚至有的原住民教会还有打鼓啊、敲锣啊。
If some of the Aboriginal churches they utilize drums.
所以我们到那个原住民的教会，他们说，哎，你们在平地没有看过哦。
And whenever I go to the Aboriginal churches, and they will say to me, "Oh, you probably never seen this before."
对，真的没有看过。
Yes, indeed, I've never seen this using drums.
所以这个就是时代进步啊，然后我们在圣乐的侍奉上也有进步啊。
So.This is the evolution of time, so we also see changes when it comes to worship God using different music instruments.
所以从诗篇150篇的这一篇里头可以看出来。
So from Psalm 150,
所以在第六节说，凡有气息的都要赞美我们的主。
In verse 6, it says that everything that has breath shall praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
这个表示说，我们今天每个活着的人都要来称颂、赞美神了。
And which means that every one of us who is alive should praise the Lord.
然后这一篇呢，我把它分成四个主要的段落。
So I separated these six verses into four sections.
也就成为四个主题的方向。
So each section has its own topic.
第一个主题的方向。
The first topic.
身为基督徒要在何处来赞美神
？As Christians, where do we worship God?
第二个方向是为什么要来赞美神
？The second topic, why do we need to praise God?
第三个方向说用什么方式来赞美神
？And third, how do we praise God?
第四个方向说是谁要来赞美神
？And the fourth topic, who should praise God?
我想呢，这个四个方向应该。在讲道学里头最基本的一种方式、啊。
So this is the most basic method.
所以我也用这个讲道学的基本方式来成为四段落来分享150篇。
So when it comes to sermons, I would touch upon these four topics.
那首先我就用在何处来赞美神。
First, I'll talk about where do we praise God.
我们来看第一节。
First one.
第一节。
First one.
你们要赞美主，在神的圣所来赞美他，在他显能力的穹苍来赞美他。
First one. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse.
这个作诗的人就直截了当地说：“你们要来赞美神。”
The psalmist says directly that we need to praise the Lord.
也直接表达说，在神的圣所来赞美他。
And we need to praise the Lord in His sanctuary.
甚至在神显能力的穹苍来赞美他。
And we need to praise Him in His mighty expanse.
所以刚才就提到两个在何处地方来赞美神的地方。
So two locations are mentioned.
第一个就是在神的圣所。
First is in his sanctuary.
第二个就是在穹苍。
Second in his mighty expanse.
圣所呢，就是神的圣殿。
Sanctuary is his holy temple.
缩小面就是今天的教会会堂。
And in today's term is the church.
那穹苍指着整个大地，整个宇宙。
Expanse points to the universe.
我们先来谈在圣所里。
Let's talk about the first one in the sanctuary.
在圣所里呢，也就是说有多种的含义啊。
There are multiple meanings when it comes to sanctuary.
所以我们会常听过说在地如天呐。
Sometimes we might hear that on earth as it is in heaven.
因为在每到的地方，每所到的地方都在颂赞神。
Because everywhere we go, we hear praises of God.
所以每个地方都快乐无比呀。
And people are happy.
所以呢，当你圣所来赞美神的时候，
So when you come to the sanctuary to praise the Lord,
就感觉快乐无比呀。
It will be filled with joy.
那如果在穹苍来赞美神，
And when you praise the Lord in His expanse,
一样也是快乐无比呀。
And you will be filled with the joy.
所以今天我们从圣所里可以去查验了。And
we're able to inspect in His sanctuary.
如果一般没有信耶稣的人说，圣所是耶稣住的地方吗？
And people might wonder, sanctuary is that where God lives?
这是有些人不懂的概念所定义出来的。
It's for people who don't understand this concept.
圣所不是给神住的地方。
Sanctuary is not a dwelling place for God.
圣所是我们跟神会面的地方。
Sanctuary is a meeting place between us and God.
也就是敬拜神的地方。
And it's a place of worship.
也就是你祷告，向神祷告的地方。
It's a place of prayer.
也是神与你同在的地方。
And that's a place where God is with you.
所以缩小面就是过去旧约时代称为圣殿。
And in the Old Testament time, it is called the sanctuary.
今天缩小面就是今天的教会。
And in today's term, it is a church.
再缩小面就是会堂。
And it is the chapel.
那如果再缩小面就是我们圣徒，我们的身体本身。
And it is also our bodies.
那如果再缩小的话，就是圣灵所同在的地方。
And it is also the place that we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
刚才所谈的这些。
And what we just talked about, it's all included in the universe.
所以应该在神的圣所里面来赞美我们的主。
And we should worship and praise God in His sanctuary.
目的呢，也就是纪念神与我们立平安的约。
And this is to commemorate how God had the covenant of peace with us.
我们来看一下。 过去有位先知，名字叫做以西结。
And there is a prophet called Ezekiel.
这个以西结也曾经谈过这些话。
Prophet Ezekiel also talked about these.
以西结书的37篇。
Chapter 37.
以西结书的37篇的26节。
Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 26.
26节，并且我要与他们立平安的约，作为永约。我也要将他们安置在本地，使他们的人数增多，又在他们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。26,
and I will make a covenant of peace with them. It will be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them, and multiply them, and set my sanctuary in their midst forever.
这是先知以西结来谈到过去神的仆人大卫曾经作王。So
this is Prophet Ezekiel talking about how King David has been throned.
然后呢，带领以色列百姓。And
how he led the people of Israel.
然后在神的面前来立了平安的约。And
he made a covenant of peace before God.
作为永约。
An everlasting covenant.
就是过去王带领百姓来在神的圣所所立的约。
And this is when the king made a covenant along with the people before God.
所以这个就是从圣经让我们了解到 原来我们在圣所以神立约是从大卫王就在神的面前立过平安的永约。
So from the Bible, we understand now that David made a covenant of peace with God.
那我们也来了解一下在穹苍的当中。
And we also need to understand what it means to be in his expanse.
因为这个穹苍啊，都包括在神的创造里头啊。
Expanse includes his God's creation.
也可以说的是神彰显他能力的地方。
And this is where God manifests his ability.
那这个地方呢，也就是神述说他的荣耀，传扬神的美德的好地方。
And this is also a place God proclaims his glory.
所以今天我们在穹苍来赞美主啊。
So we need to praise God in his expanse.
是一种对神的创造的美好的肯定。
This is first recognized God's creation.
也借着这个所立的约来体会到神他的永能跟神性啊。
So through the covenant that we made with God, so we are able to experience his mighty power and divine nature.
也因着有这些的经过。
And throughout the process.
所以这种思想动作都影响到新时代的保罗。
The thoughts, the actions have impact Paul in the New Testament.
虽然时间隔了很长久。
Even though it had been a long time.
但是呢这个保罗他在写罗马书的时候就述说到这一段。
And when Paul was writing the book of Romans, he also talked about this.
我们来看一下罗马书的第一章。
Let's turn to book of Romans chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
罗马书一章的十九节。
Book of Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。二十节。
20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。这是保罗他感受到的神创造的美好。
And this is what Paul experienced, the wonderfulness of God's creation.
所以他就在罗马书里头来表达对神的一种赞美。
And that's where, in the book of Rome, where he expressed his praises for God.
所以今天我们不只在圣所来赞美神以外。
Not only we praise God in his sanctuary.
其实我们无论在哪里啊。
And no matter where we are.
都要随时随地来赞美我们的神。
And we need to praise our God.
因为整个宇宙全大地都是神的居所。
Heaven and earth are created by him, and which is his dwelling place.
所以身为基督徒呢，应该不分时间空间呢。
And as Christian, we should see beyond our space and time.
常常把基督的馨香的香气来表达在每个人身上。
And we should be able to express the aroma of being a Christian to others.
这么做就是显扬神的荣耀。
To do that is to be able to glorify God's glory.
也是另一种赞美神的一种表达。
And this is a way for us to express our praises to God.
那我们为什么要赞美神呢？
And why do we need to praise God?
刚才我们所谈的都是神他的创造的美好。
We talk about the magnificence of God's creation.
所以在整个大地都要来赞美神。
So the whole world, the whole universe needs to praise God.
那接下来我们就来谈，那为什么要赞美神？
Now we're talking about why are we praising God?
因为我们的神伟大。
Because our God is great.
因为我们的神无所不知啊。
Because our God knows everything.
因为我们的神无所不能啊。
Because our God can do anything.
因为我们神无所不在的地方啊。
Because our God is everywhere.
可以看到神他大能的作为啊。
So be able to see his mighty power.
所以就显明在所造的整个穹苍整个大地里面。
Which displays in the universe his expanse that he created.
有一个先知名叫做耶利米啊。
And there's a prophet called Jeremiah.
耶利米曾经讲过一句很重要的话。
He said a very important statement.
说神造整个大地啊。
God created the universe.
是没有难成的事啊。
There's nothing that he cannot do.
没有错啊。
And that is right.
我们从创世纪可以看到啊。
And we can see in the book of Genesis.
在创世纪里头看到神创造的美啊。
In the book of Genesis, we can see the magnificence of God's creation.
所以在创世纪里头看到说神说有就有。
In the book of creation, we can see that when God said there is, then there is.
有阳光，有白天，有夜晚。
There is sun, there is night.
在一个星期里头，神全部造齐了。
And God created everything in a week.
我们来看一下耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书32章。
Chapter 32.
耶利米书32章。
Chapter 32.
我们看17节。
Verse 17.
17节。
17.
主神啊, 你曾用大能 和伸出来的膀臂创造天地, 在你没有难成的事。
17, O Lord God, behold, you yourself have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you.
真的在神他那边没有难成的事。
Indeed, nothing is too difficult for God.
所以当初大地没有人的时候,
And when there was no one in on earth,
神就用大地上的泥土造了一个泥人啊。
God created human using dust on the ground.
从泥人的口中, 鼻中吹了一口气啊。
And he breathed a breath to that person.
就成为有灵的活人啊。
And he became someone with a spirit.
这就是看到神造物的美啊。
So from that, we can see how wonderful it is from his creation.
那除了耶利米说过这些话之外,
Besides Jeremiah,
在新约时代有一个传道人名字叫保罗。
And a preacher called Paul also said this.
保罗有一次来到雅典做旅游传福音的时间里头。
And there's one time that Paul went to Athens to preach.
他当时来到了雅典啊。
He was in Athens.
啊，在雅典看到整个城市里头都是拜偶像的。
He saw the whole city worshiping idols.
所以那个时候，保罗看着，感觉很不对呢啊。
And he found something wrong with it.
所以当时保罗就站在亚历巴谷的当中就。 向众雅典人讲话。
He was standing in Areopagus, and he was talking to the people there.
我们来看这段圣经。
Let's take a look at this verse.
使徒行传17章。
Acts chapter 17.
24节。
Verse 24.
从22节开始。
Let's read from verse 22.
23节。 我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着“卫士之神”。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
23. For a while I was passing through and examining the objects of your worship. I also found an altar with this inscription: To an unknown God. Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you.
24节。
24.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神, 既是天地的主, 就不住在人手所造的殿。
24. The God who made the world and everything that is in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made by hands.
因为保罗看到当时的人真的不懂得来敬拜神啊。
Paul saw the people at the time did not know how to worship God.
不懂得尊神为大。
They did not know how to put God in a priority.
他们内心有敬畏鬼神的心啊。
They worship idols.
但是不懂得敬拜这位创造宇宙中万物的神啊。
However, they did not know how to worship God who made the world and everything that's in it.
所以才特别向他们诉说神创造万物的伟大。
That's why Paul needed to tell them that the God who created heaven and earth is great.
所以后来保罗写信给腓立比教会的书信当中提到。
And in the letters written to the church in Philippi,
神的圣灵内住在每个人的心中啊。
Paul mentioned that God dwells in every one of us who believe in him.
所以圣灵就运行在每个人的心里啊。
So there's movements of the Holy Spirit in everyone.
就充充足足地来成就一切所要成就的。
And the Holy Spirit fulfilled everything that was supposed to be fulfilled.
所以这种成就是超乎他们所想所求的。
And this fulfillment went beyond what they have asked for.
所以当然就要来赞美神了。
And that's why they needed to praise God.
因为我们来按照神他创造极美的大能大力来赞美他。
And we need to praise God because the wonderful creations are from Him.
因为我们这么敬拜，就是敬拜这一位至高至大的真神。
And we need to praise God, this magnificent God.
最主要就是我们配得来赞美神了。
So that we can continue to worship God.
那除了配得赞美神之外呢，还更肯的对神的敬畏啊。
Not only do we need to praise God, but we need to show fear.
所以这个身为基督徒该要有的心理啊。
And this is the mentality that we should have as Christians.
所以应该把敬畏神的心、赞美神的声、那个心啊，要时常来存在我们的内心啊。
We need to show fear. We also need to praise God.
在诗篇96篇呢。
Psalm 96.
诗篇的96篇的第四节
Psalm 96 verse 4
这里这么说了
says
因神为大当受极大的赞美他在万物之上当受敬畏
for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised he is to be feared above all gods
所以作诗的人就很肯定的从内心表达无限的敬拜神的那种心意
So the psalmist expressed his mentality of worship.
所以我们应该以赞美神的心智来成为每个人在生活里头该有的一种心智.
So worshiping God should be our way of life.
因为我们要赞美神，尊神为大。
Because we need to worship God, we need to put God as our priority.
在主耶稣传福音的时候,
when Lord Jesus was preaching,
曾经有一位以善来称赞主耶稣的这个人啊,
and there's someone that who was praising God.
啊, 这个人呢, 就一次来到主耶稣的面前跟主耶稣来求问了。
And this person came to Jesus and asked him a question.
问的重点就是什么是良善啊?
And this person asked Jesus, what is goodness?
我们来看马太福音19章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音19章的17节。
Matthew chapter
19. 16节开始。
Verse
16. 16节。
16.
有一个人来见耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？”
16. And someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do so that I may obtain eternal life?"
17节.
17.
耶稣对他说：“你为什么以善事来问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。”
17. And he said to him. Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you want to enter life, keep the commandments.
所以这个人来求见主耶稣啊。
So this person came to ask the Lord Jesus a question.
也是用一种行动行为来肯定赞美主的那种心智。
And the Lord Jesus said that in order to praise God, we need to show with our actions.
所以最后主耶稣就跟他更加的肯定了。So
the Lord Jesus recognized this.
所以今天我们要学习这一位来称赞主的这个善事的这个人呢。
So today we need to learn this person who wants to know what is good.
我们这么做并得到神的悦纳。
And if we can also do the same, it will be, God will be well pleased.
那接下来我们就来谈了，要用什么方式来赞美神。
Next, we're going to talk about how can we praise God.
我们再看回到诗篇的一百五十篇。
Turn back to Psalm 150.
诗篇一百五十篇。
Psalm 150.
第三节。
Verse 3.
一百五十篇第三节。
150, verse 3.
第三节，要用脚声赞美他，鼓瑟弹琴。赞美他。
Three, praising with trumpet sound, praising with harp and lyre.
第四节。
Four,
击鼓跳舞赞美他，用丝弦的乐器和箫的声音来赞美他。
Four, praising with tambourine and dancing, praising with stringed instruments and flute.
第五节。
Five,
用大响的钹来赞美他，用高声的钹。
Five, praising with loud cymbals, praising with resounding cymbals.
从刚才我们所看的这几节啊
，these verses we just read.
看起来好像是打这个这个很流行的爵士乐的感觉啊。
Looks like there's some kind of jazzing, a jazz band.
一下子打鼓啊，一下锣那个跳舞啊，拔了都有啊。
We see drums, we see different music instruments.
我想过去他们在这种乐器的演奏应该都在空旷的地方啊。
And I believe back in the days when they play these music instruments, you'll be done in a large space, empty space.
当然也有小部分在圣殿里头啊。
And some of those could be done in the temple.
所以这个就是场地还有需要的关系啊。
Because the location and the needs at the time.
因为我有在台湾参加那个打击乐器在做表演的时候，哇，真的很吵啊。
I used to be in a percussion band, and I understand.How loud those instruments could be.
如果听不懂的，干嘛吵那么大声？要干什么
？And for those who do not understand the instrument, they might think the sound that made by those instruments are noises.
哇，那听懂的，哎，哇，很赞，有那个节奏感。
And for those who understand music, would find really fantastic.
啊，如果那个动作比较大的，哇，这人要跳起来了。
And some people might dance along with the music.
这是参加的那个感想啊。
And this is just a little sharing.
那刚才我们所看的几段的经节啊。
So from these verses we read.
有脚声啦，有鼓瑟弹琴的声啦。
Sounds of trumpets, sound of lutes and harp.
有击鼓啦，有跳舞啦，有丝弦的乐器啊。
And this timbre, dancing, string instruments.
甚至有箫的那个声音啊。
And there's also sound of flutes.
还有大响的钹。
And the clashing of the cymbal.
甚至还包括那个高响的高声的那个钹。
And there's also like loud cymbals.
都是选民他们惯用的乐器在表现表演。
And these are the music instruments that are often used by the chosen people.
所以像他们这种形式啊，等于是配合哈利路亚颂那个人声来赞美神啊。
It's also coupled with the praises from the mouth, saying hallelujah.
所以他们这种表达是一种至真啊，甚至至美至善的一种颂赞声音。
So the display, this display of music instruments shows the true worship.
所以这种表演演奏整个过程啊， 大家互相的包容啦，互相的欣赏啦，大家互相合作啦。
So through this process, each one of them learned to collaborate. They learned to appreciate one another.
有那个像那拔哇打下去的话，哇，整个耳门哈，耳膜啦，大概快要被震破那样啊。
And you, if you ever heard cymbals, you know how loud of noise that it can make.
所以我去原住民的教会看哦，那个小孩子就。
And when I went to Aboriginal churches in Taiwan, and when they play that instrument, I need to have my ears plugged.
那再来，我们也看思想一下啊。
And there's something else that we also need to think about.
除了用乐器表达对神的赞美以外啊。
Besides expressing your praises to God using instruments.
其实我们也要。表现我们的恩赐来服侍神啊。
We also need to demonstrate our gifts to worship or praise Him.
有时候我们这个乐器有的是用口吹的。
Some are mouth blowing instruments.
甚至有的是用手去敲打的。
Some are percussion instruments.
甚至有的是用那个脚跳的。
Some you might have to you have to dance.
所以这种不同的乐器所发出的声音是声音是大的。
So these music instruments can make loud noises, loud sound.
当然有一些声音也比较微小啊。
And some might make a less loud noise, sound.
像那个、哦、吹那个口琴啊。
Like when you play harmonica.
那个吹口琴如果没有透过那个麦克风，根本就听不出声音来啊。
If you're not using a microphone when playing harmonica, you'll not be able to tell the melody.
甚至如果没有十几个、二十个口琴大队来这边吹哈，根本就听不出声音来啊。
Sometimes it takes more than one.Harmonica players in order to tell what they're playing.
所以在每个人所表现赞美神的不同的专长里头啊。
So each one of us are gifted different gifts.
或者在不同的用途上面啊。
And your gift can be applied on different purposes.
且能够在同一个目标。
They can be applied for the same goal.
这个目标就是赞美神。
This goal is to praise God.
然后配合自己的信心表达在神的面前。
And with your faith, you try to express yourself to God.
然后善尽个人的恩赐。
And you also need to utilize your gifts.
有的人弹钢琴啊，有的人拉小提琴啊，有的吹口琴用脚敲的，不同的恩赐就不同的表述。
Some play piano, some play violin, some would play harmonica. Each one of us has our own gifts.
所以今天我们看到、啊、在教会里头的对圣乐的发展各有不同啊。
So from these we can see the developments of sacred music.
所以像我们比较长辈，过去都没有这种音乐侍奉、啊、看到他们这种表演的感觉，好像不够敬虔啊。
And during my younger years, I wasn't able to participate in the sacred music. So when I see them, I find that they it wasn't holy enough.
不过以年轻人来讲说，他们这样是对神的这种赞美的肯定啊。
But for young people, we need to recognize they are able to praise God using music instruments.
对他们来讲啊，也是一种恩赐的，一个表达赞美神的一种肯定啊。
And for them, it's also display of their gifts. So through music instrument, they are able to praise God.
所以刚才我们看了诗篇的150篇呢。
So we read Psalm 150.
150篇的最后的那一节啊。
In the last verse of 150.
就说到凡有气息的都要来赞美我们的主啊。
Says everything that has breath shall praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
所以不管你用什么方式。
Whichever way that you want to use to praise God.
不要以我们过去没有的来否认现在有的。
And just because you didn't play music instrument back then, don't deny that, it doesn't mean that we cannot do it now.
因为每个时代神给的恩赐不一样啊。
Because God gave different gifts in different times.
因为小孩子的时代过去只有弹那个红琴啊。
When I was younger, there was only the... I can't hear you.
哦，所以哦，所以现在，哎，看人家弹这个钢琴，哦，好像太奢侈了。
Now, when I see someone play piano, I might find that it's be luxurious.
所以不是这样比的。
And we shouldn't compare the two.
一个时代性，一个恩赐。
And different gift in different times.
所以不能说。过去比较敬虔，现在不够敬虔。
And you can't say that it's more holy now than before.
所以今天呢，我们在从神领受的恩赐，我们都要表达对神的赞美啊。
So we should utilize the gift that we receive from God and use that to praise Him.
我们的教会比较传统。
We are archers more traditional in a sense.
所说的传统就是以赞美神为我们的宗旨啊。
So what I mean by that is our sole purpose, our sole goal is to worship, to praise God.
我曾经带领那个慕道者的时候啊。
And when I was leading a truth seeker.
啊，慕道者呢？他们说他们今天也有在唱诗啊。
And this true seeker tells me that he was singing hymn.
结果我听他们唱的诗是什么？
And it turns out the hymn that he was singing was
台湾的流行歌曲。
He was singing a pop song.
所以哦，听着真的有够离谱啊。
So I find that it's absurd.
可是他们说哇，唱得很高兴啊。
But that true seeker was feeling joyful singing a pop music.
他们是唱得高兴唱的。
He was singing just because he was happy.
不是以赞美神来唱的。
He wasn't singing because he wanted to praise God.
那今天我们是以赞美神来唱诗歌。
Today we're singing him because we want to praise God.
以赞美神来表现不同的乐器。
We want to praise God through different music instruments.
所以在这种这个表示的这个场合里头啊。
So when it comes to expressing our praises to God,
我们能够从内心去表达对神的一种赞美。
So that we are able to express our praises to God.
所以这个就是基督徒应该要有的一种基本观念啊。
So this is the mentality that we should have as Christians.
好，我们再看回到诗篇的一百五十篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 150.
看第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
凡有气息的都要赞美主，你们要赞美主。
Everything that has breath shall praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
这个提到人的气息还在的时候。
It talks about the breath that we have.
你就有责任来。表示对神的赞美。
As long as we're alive, we should continue to praise the Lord.
你就有本分尽到该尽的本分来赞美神。
And this is our responsibility to praise God.
所以凡有气息的都要这么做。
Everything that has breath shall praise the Lord.
所以今天呢，说真的，整个大地啊，包括人类在内啊。
The whole universe, including us,
都要来赞美神啊。
We should praise God.
因为我们看到这个整个天上、地上、地底下多好。
The heaven and the earth, and underground,
包括整个沧海里头
，including seas,
一切所有的生物啊
，and all the creatures within,
都是被神所造。
They were created by God.
虽然我们所生存的环境跟他们不一样。
Even though the environment that we're in are very different from that of the other creatures.
你要看到天上的星，它有没有在，有没有气息啊？
Look at the stars in the sky. Do they have breath?
天上的星一样有气息，所以它会闪动。
the stars in the skies, yes, they do have breath, and that's why they glitters.
地上的地一样有气息，它会按时长出植物来。
What about the earth? Yes, they do have breath because there are plants that grow periodically.
包括地底下都也有气息。
Even the underground has breath.
所以地底下也有很多的生命在里头啊。
And there are many life underground.
虽然我们跟它生活的空间不一样。
Even though the space that we're in is very different from them.
但是他们用他们的气息去表达对神的肯定。
And they use their breath to show their praises to the Lord.
所以你看，如果天上的星星不再闪烁，全部掉光，我看这个整个天地都暗了。
If you ever saw the star in the sky stop glitter, then that means that's the end.
那整个地球如果都像死的土地一样的话
，If everything is dead，
那这个地面上的东西就不能活了。
They are no longer alive。
所以地面上的东西有，就是表示地有气息。
And when they're existing, that means they have breath。
所以整个地啊，一样来赞美神啊。
So the whole earth will praise God。
所以像这些看到塑造之物啊，都是要来颂赞跟荣耀神的。
So for those of everything that's created by God, we need to praise God.
我们来看诗篇148篇。
Turn to Psalm 148.
诗篇148篇第二节。
Psalm 148 verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他的众使者都要赞美他，他的诸君都要赞美他。
To praise him, all his angels praising all his heavenly armies.
第三节
Three.
日头月亮你们都要赞美他，放光的星宿你们都要赞美他。
Three, praise him, sun and moon praising all stars of light.
第四节
Four.
天上的天和天上的水都要来赞美他。
For praise him, highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens.
第五节愿这些都来赞美主的名，因他一吩咐，便都造成。
Five, they are to praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created.
从我们所看的这个诗篇里头所记载
，So these verses that we just read，
这个都表示到对神的颂赞跟颂赞神的荣耀。
So they show praises for God and His glories.
所以今天的人呢，能够来赞美神的美意啊。
So today, humans praise the magnificence of God.
不输过一切的乐器的演奏啊。
So the praises from our mouth is not any less than the sound made by instruments.
也不输于每个人优美的唱诗的诗歌声音啊。
And all the wonderful, beautiful melody that we sing.
可见人赞美神的心意是多么的重要。
So the intent of praising the Lord is very important.
所以今天我们要用言语、用诗歌、用行为来肯定、来赞美主。
Today we need to use our language, our singing, and our actions to praise God.
所以当我们在赞美神的过程上面
，throughout the process of praising God.
就看到那个诗谱里头有一些休止符啊。
And we see there's some pauses in music.
你不要以为这个休止没有用。
Do not think that the pauses are useless.
如果没有休止符的话，这个诗歌唱起来就不够动听了。
So if there are no pauses in music, the melody will not be as good.
所以今天人赞美神的声音比什么都重要。
So the sound of us praising the Lord is more than important.
所以今天我们应该用很正面的眼光来看我们赞美神的心意。
So our intention of praising God should be very positive.
甚至要用我们的行为、我们的生活来肯定、来赞美我们的神。
And we should praise God with our actions, with our life.
甚至我们要用我们的诗歌、用我们的歌声来肯定、来赞美神。
And we should use hymns, we should use our sound to praise God.
更要用我们个人恩赐来肯定、来赞美神。
And we should use our gift to praise God.
所以今天赞美神是每个基督徒不能推卸的责任啊。
And to praise God is something that we have to do as Christians.
所以能够抓住机会, 多多来赞美神。
So we have to take every opportunity to praise God.
我们这么做就是荣耀神。
If we can do that, and that's how we glorify God.
愿神祝大家。
May God bless you.
我们来唱诗。
We'll sing a hymn.
333首。
333.